وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different teachings from the Holy Quran about the human being and humanity. And we try to understand the position of human being in the overall theology of Islam. And in the previous episodes, we ended up talking about some of the ahadith that we have interpreting some of the verses of the Holy Quran about human intellect. We said that the role of intellect in the overall interpretation, the overall image that we take from the Holy Quran, image of man, we see that the role of intellect is a significant role. And that's why we need to understand what exactly this intellect is. And if it is anything that we normally call this person is very smart, for example, Quran also means that, or there's a specific sense of the word that has been used in the Holy Quran, or in the interpretations of the Holy Quran in the Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we said there's one beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that interprets intellect practically. Well, there are different theoretical discussions about how we can understand intellect, the relationship between intellect and emotions, but one easy way to understand the nature of intellect is by seeing and locating the practical results and consequences and manifestations of a person who has intellect. So there's this beautiful hadith from the Prophet that says, if a person has perfected the intellect, then you have to check these 10 virtues in him or her. If he or she has these 10 virtues, then it shows that he has a perfect intellect. So one or two of them we covered previous episode. Now we're going to cover some of the rest. Another virtue is that a person who possesses intellect and he has rational understanding is that يَسْتَكْثَرُ قَلِيلَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ غَيْرَهِ. Such a person, when somebody does a favor to him, he takes it as a big deal. He behaves in a way that shows that I appreciated your favor. I appreciate your help. يَسْتَكْثِرُ قَلِيلَ الْخَيْرِ. Even if it is small, then he thanks you, he shows gratitude to a level that as if it's a big deal. And we had this in the life of our ulama, for example, Imam Khomeini. May Allah be pleased with his soul. A person says towards the end of his life, when I brought just a glass of water for him, he started thanking me and showing gratitude, and I was somehow surprised. It was just a glass of water, but as if I had done something great. This stems from the humility of a person. يَسْتَكْثَرُ قَلِيلَ الْخَيْرِ. And humility is a sign of perfect intellect. يَسْتَكْثَرُ قَلِيلَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ وَيَسْتَقِلُّ كَثِيرَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. When he does a lot of good things, he makes a big favor to other people, help them greatly. He acts as if it's nothing. He acts as if it was his duty, it was something that, again, we have this in the behavior of people who had been trained by Quran and Ahadith, and they have perfected their intellect in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue talking about the other virtues of a person who possesses intellect according to this beautiful hadith.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we covered two other virtues of a person who has perfect intellect, and now we should continue to know the rest of them. Another virtue of a person with perfect intellect is that he does not get tired from learning. وَلَا يَسْأَمْ مِنْ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ طُولَ عُمْرِهِ. A person with perfect intellect does not say, okay, now I'm graduated, it's finished, learning is finished. No, my brother, my sister, formal education is finished, if there is a finish line for that. Learning does not finish in your life. We always should be ready, should be accepting lessons. لَا يَسْأَمُ مِنْ طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ طُولَ دَهْرِهِ. Throughout his lifetime, her lifetime, he doesn't get tired. Say, okay, I spent 20 years learning, then I don't want to learn. No, even in any vocation that you have, in any job you are, whatever career you have, there are always things to learn and be more perfect in what you do. So a sign of a person with perfect intellect, according to the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that such a person does not say, okay, now this is the finish line of learning. No. لا يسأم من طلب العلم طول دهره ولا يتبرم بطلاب الحوائج قبله. What does it mean? It means that if people need your help, if people come to you and ask you for favor, if you get tired, then it shows that the intellect is not perfect. And you may ask why. It is natural to get tired. But there's another hadith that explains this. There's a hadith, if I'm not mistaken, from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He says that people request to you is a sign of God's mercy upon you. It shows that you have a ni'mah. It shows that you have a blessing. It shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you as a source of distributing his ni'mah toward his other servants, his other creation. And do not get tired from this situation. You know, if you do something that you like, you don't get tired. If you know the value of what you're doing, then you don't get tired. So Imam or the Prophet tries to say, appreciate that position, the position of being in mediation in the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this could happen in every sense. So when we say help and favor, most people, they think of like, financial help, that's one instance, but it's not all. Sometimes it's about teaching someone something. It's about giving a tip to someone. It's about like supporting a person emotionally. So if you have that capacity to facilitate something for someone, to transfer some experience to someone, to help him does his or her job better, then appreciate that position and do not hesitate and do not feel tired. It is something you should enjoy it. So, and it shows a person with perfect intellect understand the value of such a thing and does not get tired of it. And then, yes, the rest of the hadith is very beautiful. I'm afraid if we continue, we cannot finish it in this episode. So we leave it for the next episode. Each of these phrases of the hadith, we can find traces of them in the verses of the Holy Quran. Why such a thing the Prophet has included in his hadith? We realize that there is a Quranic teaching related to that. Inshallah, we follow it up in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى